The Equal Opportunities Commission has expressed serious concern about a blog which criticised ethnic minorities and groups that are supporting them. The controversy centres around the recent inquest into the police killing of a Nepalese man, Dil Bahadur Limbu, on a Homantin hillside. The coroner ruled that the shooting was lawful. The commission's chairman, W.K. Lam, said one entry had incited police to kill ethnic minorities. The commission called the comments derogatory. It said it was concerned that the invective, intimidating and threatening comments may put ethnic minorities at a disadvantage. The commission said it had approached the blog masters and internet service providers, informing them of the possible consequence, and had urged them to remove the derogatory content and provide information about individual bloggers. Mr. Lam told Wendy Wong about details of the case.
It is some information from the blog that we have obtained after the coroner's court make its verdict and judgment known on the case of a Nepalese man having been shot dead by the police. We have found some statements in some of the blogs which amount to serious vilification, which is unlawful under the Race Discrimination Ordinance. So we have written to the service provider and asking them to remove the derogatory contents in the first instance. And we also try to obtain more information about the individual bloggers. We will, on the basis of the information obtained, we will consider whether the case needs to be referred to the police for further investigation.
Are all these remarks directed to one person or one particular NGO?
At the moment, it is. But we do feel that we need to send out an early warning to all concerned, because we do treat it very seriously. No one should, exercise those freedom on our internet, because it amounts to creating, inciting hatred among racial groups, and it is a serious offense.
What are all those remarks about? Are they really very serious?
Well, it is the piece that we saw is written in Cantonese, in Chinese. It amounts to inciting the police to kill what he referred to as bastards in the future. And we regard that as a very serious threat and incitement of hatred. And it is obviously an offense. And we really would like to, get on to a very early warning signal to all, so these sort of messages will not spread.
So the bloggers, internet users, did mention names, for example, some key leaders in some NGOs such as the Unison, right?
There's also reference to social worker in the NGO helping the ethnic minorities. That in itself is also bad. So we were really trying to pass a signal to the community that we are watching, and that nobody should try, make any attempts to infringe the law.
So you're cooperating with the police already?
Not yet. We'll await the information from the ISPs, and depending on the information we make available to us, we will consider whether it needs to be referred to the police for further action.
Is it likely that a prosecution will be taken, in your view?
It's a bit too early to say. It depends on the evidence that we get, and we will give it further consideration upon a response from the ISP.
That was the chairman of the Equal Opportunities Commission, W.K. Lam. Well, for more, we're joined on the line by the campaign director of Hong Kong Unison, Fermi Wong. Ms. Wong, good evening.
Good evening.
I understand you're personally involved in this case.
Yes, in fact, you know, I receive this kind of abusive emails from time to time and from the same email address. In fact, you know, it's not only threatening me, it's also addressed to our ESCO members, which, you know, our ESCO member consists of India, Pakistan, Switzerland, and also Canada people. And it's really annoying because, you know, you will know that the RDO, the waste law, will not protect associate. I am a social worker, is an associate. So, this time, I appreciate the EUC, you know, take their promptly and also, you know, quick action to, you know, to this actions, because they found the email was on the board. That means it publicly incite hatred against to certain group of people. But in fact, you know, because, you know, I'm serving every Maltese communities in Hong Kong, from time to time, I receive sometimes life-threatening, you know, like, you know, want to kill me, ask my mom to prepare a funeral for me, or, you know, they will incite hatred against Nepalese or Pakistani. For example, they say they incite the Hong Kong police to kill one when they see anyone from the racial group, and also they will incite in a very abusive language to describe this, you know, group of people. So, you know, it's very bad that, you know, the RDO will not protect me.
do you feel personally threatened by these remarks?
I would say I don't welcome such, you know, racially abusive email. Also, I feel frustrated and annoying because, you know, this reflects, you know, to the level of a civilization and also the racially bias, you know, among Hong Kong people. And this one, you know, of course, you know, I am not happy with it. But personally, I want to send a strong message that, you know, I will continue my job, my service to every artist. I will not, you know, be submissive to such, you know, abusive email. Of course, I will be cautious. I will be, you know, take good care of myself. Don't worry.
Are these types of these racist remarks, are they widespread or are they just one individual blogger? Do you know?
Oh, it's quite frequently, especially, you know, relate to Limbu case. You know, when the Limbu case happened, I received, you know, calling, you know, phone calls, emails, which is more, you know, abusive. And on the day of the verdict on Limbu case, and then I received this type of emails from time to time. And also before the in-between, I also received, you know, from the same email address. Who call his name is a post-80s Chinese hero, something like that.
And did you report this case to the Equal Opportunities Commission?
Yes, I did. For the first time when I email and also report to the EOC, at that time, you know, they informed me that, you know, because of the RDO could not protect me, and what they can do is send an email to address to the sender. But of course, they did not get any response from the sender. And this is the fourth time from the same sender. And then so, and because they found the email in the open board and discussion group, so that's why they can take an action to stop, you know, sending it out, you know, to different people. I did report two times to EOC.
Okay, Fermi Wong, thank you for joining us.
Chinese university students have pledged